So welcome to the Classic Cult TV Club. We're here with Gypsy.
Hello.
Angus.
Hello.
Lisa.
Hi.
Alex.
Hey.
And Jeanette.
Hi.
And I'm Justin. And today we're going to do a bit of a recap, as well as a bit of a look forward as to some of the things that we might consider for the following year. So we're going to look at some of the episodes that we've looked at, and I guess discuss which were our favourites and which were our least favourites. So we've covered quite a lot this year. In fact, we've got 15 episodes.
Yeah.
Out of 12 months. That's fairly cultish behaviour from the Cult TV Club.
One a month or three specials.
One a month and three specials. So we start off in January with Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Mm-hmm. And in February, we did a special, Bandersnatch, which was a unique episode of Black Mirror. We also did Cowboy Bebop. In March, we did The Monkees, season one, episode 29. We'll get to that. And so in April, it was Das Kapital. In May, we did Life of Brian as a special.
He was a special because of Easter.
Yeah, because of Easter. So in May, we did Amiga Factor. In June, we did Kolchak, Night Stalker. See, in July, X-Files. Sorry, in August, Fringe.
It is a special because it's more recent than 2000.
Yes.
We cheated.
Yes.
Definitely a special, that
it
one.
It finished off the trio of Omega Factor, Kolchak, and X-Files.
Yes. Yeah. It did, yes. We were sort of looking at the supernatural investigator at that point.
Yeah.
As a theme. Yeah. So we then went on, and in August we had a look at Young Ones. September we went a bit to sci-fi with Blake 7. In October we did Adam's Family. November it was Doctor Who, An Unearthly Child. So back to classic original Doctor Who.
First episode.
We finished off December with Blackadder's Christmas Carol for Christmas. So out of all of those, what does everybody think was their least favourite and most favourite? So Gypsy, what was the favourite out of all of those, besides the one you picked?
I know you're allowed to.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
Well, see, that's tough because I picked Cowboy Bebop and Das Kapital, so I flat out love those.
Yeah.
But I have a love for the Addams Family and the Monty Python's Life of Brian, which I wasn't there for, I do remember fondly. So for not being there, I think Life of Brian would have been, a slice of fun. But
were there any surprises that you had that you loved or hated that surprised you?
I was really, really surprised by how much I really did not enjoy The Monkees.
Oh. How could that be?
Blake 7, The Black Hat a Christmas Special.
So half of them then.
Buffy. Although that did inspire me to watch something from the same era. So
What inspired you to watch?
I want to watch Charmed so badly.
So inspired a bit, but not quite enjoying the episode, the original episode that
Charmed,
you did.
Like on 11, like on, over and over
Stan.
And over again.
Stan has the rights to Charmed.
And I believe there's a new series starting. Is that right?
Yeah, really?
No, it's already come out. Apparently it's not great. they just tried to,
Why
they should leave it in the past.
Why create something new when you can ruin something from the past?
Yeah, pretty much.
Angus, what was your most favourite and least favourite out of all the episodes that you saw?
Well, half of these I'd already seen. I'd already seen Cowboy Bebop. I'd not seen Das Kapital or Monkees before, or Buffy for that matter, but I wasn't a massive fan of Buffy. But the later ones we saw, I'd seen a good portion of them, minus Kolchak and X-Files, which I hadn't seen before. I'm going to say top pick, probably Bandersnatch, because it was the one that caught me off guard that I wasn't expecting.
Oh, I forgot about Bandersnatch. That was amazing.
It was fun watching it together.
Yeah.
I think doing it as a group was lots of fun.
Trying to pick the paths and
trying not to kill the father while my dad was in the room.
Actually, that was interesting because that inspired us to go out and try and find a whole heap of choose your own adventure novels.
It did, yes.
Yeah, so for most of the year we went from like bookshop to bookshop trying to find the old school.
Yeah, and also
the old
I cannot find them.
Some of them they were actually turning into video games. Like Choose Your Own Adventure video
games. Like Bandersnatch.
Yeah.
And I notice a few of those things that end up on mobile phone as games.
Yes.
As well.
Yes. I know, I think it's Ian Livingston who wrote a good portion of them.
Yes.
He is in charge of a couple of game companies in Scandinavia, I think, or England.
I think Neil Patrick Harris's autobiography he wrote as a Choose Your Own Adventure. because he likes Choose Your Own Adventures so much. I haven't read it, I haven't seen it, but I've heard that's his autobiography is Choose Your Own Adventure.
I'd imagine his autobiography would be you turn a page and it suddenly starts singing at you.
Lisa, what was your most favourite and least favourite part of the list?
I'm with Angus. I think my favourite experience was Bandersnatch. We were all in this very room here, and it was just, I was the only one in the room, I think, that had done Bandersnatch before, and I did it with my husband, and he poured tea down the computer every single freaking time. Yeah. And so it was such a delight to do it with this group of people, and I think that was, it was kind of a bit of a bonding experience for us. We all kind of, we laughed, we cried, we screamed. It was pretty awesome.
Should have made t-shirts.
Bandersnatch. We all had a secret handshake at the end. It was fantastic. Some of my favourites, and some of the ones, I think it's more the ones that kind of surprised me. I don't think there was many that I just didn't like. I found the Buffy one quite underwhelming. Surprisingly underwhelming, because, you know, I don't mind Buffy, but, and the Blackadder episode, I was quite underwhelmed.
Yeah.
But some of the surprise ones that I did like were the Kolchak. I really enjoyed Kolchak. That was funny. And Blake Seven, I feel like I could go back and hate watch that show.
Okay, I'll allow that.
I think, yeah, it was just infuriating. There were so many elements to it. I could sit back and just watch that and just go, why am I watching this? Why am I enjoying it so much? Why am I not enjoying it and still watching it?
It's so hammy. One of those, and the costumes are awful, but it's lots of fun.
The costumes, the sets, the storylines, it was just, there was so much about it that, I think you've got to be in the right mood to watch it. But, yeah, it's definitely a hate-watch favourite of mine.
I'm glad someone enjoyed it.
So has there been anything you've actually sort of continued to watch out of any of those? Or
Blake Seven? You know what? I did go back.
We'll send you the DVD.
I did go back afterwards and start watching a couple of episodes of Series 1 of Blackadder. But, yeah, then I went off it really quickly and went back onto something else. No, it's not that I didn't like it. It's just I just wasn't in the mood for it. Yeah, I've watched it to death. Fringe, I've probably watched about 5 times. Oh, Adam's Family. After we did Adam's Family, it was such an enjoyable experience. I think we did say on a previous podcast that I went back and found the movies, the good movies, are on Stan. And so my daughter and I had sat down and watched Adam's Family a couple of times and the sequel.
You watched the movies.
Yeah. Haven't watched the movie. The movie's out, but I'm thinking.
No, but you went back and watched the movies, not the TV show. Is that really like going back and you didn't follow through? We sat down and watched a whole heap until like 4 a.m.
Only after trying the reunion movie, which was the terrible.
Adam's Family and Adam's Family Values, right. What about the most recent one? Has anybody seen that?
Seen the trailers?
It's out at the cinemas right now, and I'm trying to work out which either my mother-in-law or my dad sent my daughter to the movies to go see. I might delegate that one.
I'm not sure I'm getting good feels from it myself.
From the trailer.
Alex, what are the most favourite
records? I know I'm not very good at doing favourites and non-favourites, but I did really get surprised by Kolchak because I never heard it before, and it was an interesting take on things just because I wasn't expecting that kind of thing from a 70s slightly cheesy TV show, but I was tempted to look back on that. But I did look back on the first episode of Fringe because there was like so much going on during the episode where everybody was going, oh, you need to know the backstory of the characters. It's like, okay, I'm sure this is an important moment, but I didn't care about it because I didn't know the characters behind the show.
We kind of set that for you as homework.
Yeah, we did, and I watched the first episode and I was like, oh, this makes sense now because I got to work out, oh, this is the relationship between these characters, and it filled in a few of the gaps there. But
I will call it. I did say we should watch the pilot episode, but
I missed that one, but I was still going, why are you watching midway through the episode?
I still find it funny that you were so upset about me working out the twist of the.
I was really angry.
Yeah, like, I was looking tell. I was like, how dare you work this out? I feel like in the Dust Capital episode, I felt like you said as a soapbox, and I just feel massive. Guilty for just turning into a political screed for most of the episode, and like someone should have stopped me talking about political correctness for 5 hours.
But that's what they're all about, though. Yeah, they're very political.
But it's more on the lines of me using it as a soapbox, saying this is my view and it is right. And it's like I just felt as though I took control of that and just like use a megaphone to express my views, and I just didn't really. Like, just think back on it.
It's embarrassment.
Feeling cringy listening to yourself on a podcast is like a rite of passage.
Yeah. It's not the voice, it's the content. That's the issue.
Now to get over the trauma, the post-traumatic stress.
Yeah.
Have there been any you've actually continued to watch?
No, I've been too busy doing other things and catching up on new stuff. I haven't really looked back on any of the other things, unfortunately. But I should look back on a few of these. Like, I should find, again, old episodes of Dust Cover Tower. As long as, like, other old episodes of Australian stuff, because I need to find that out again because it's so hard to get. Yeah, I think there's a few there. Maybe I should look up something like the Omega Factor, maybe, if I was bored and wanted to watch something that was apparently boring. Nah, I think it'll be good, but it's just based on how Dustin, you described the rest of the series, it feels like, oh, it's going to be really, really slow. Okay, maybe I should not look that up. But yeah, I think I should maybe have an instant Fringe, even though I'm not sure it's going to be my thing. Maybe I should have a look at some episodes of X-Files.
I think Fringe depends a lot on getting to know the characters.
Yeah.
And you build up affection for the characters.
So watching the first episode first
helps. Yeah.
I'm not sure we can do that for every series.
And then, look, I totally get why you picked that episode, but I think everyone who's seen the show would go, yep, that's perfect.
Because you stopped like every 5 minutes going, oh, this is the thing. It's like, okay, I'm sure I could half guess the context based on how the characters are reacting to each other.
But and you can explain the expositional stuff and you can break it down, but it doesn't explain, you know, we're kind of going, oh, yeah, no, they don't get along, but the they're getting along.
You need to understand
the heart that goes behind it before you can see past the truth.
And also, I think as well, seeing the episode and going back to see the first one again, it's like I got some of the bit because it felt as though was it the son and the father? That the son was from an alternate dimension and the father was from the cousin of that, something like that. Oh, okay, that's the twist, and therefore it makes sense to see his reaction in the first episode.
Yeah.
So Jeanette, any surprises?
Bebop was the one I think that I was probably most surprised by. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And Bebop, nice one, Jim. That is just not what you normally watch, is it?
Probably not.
Yeah. No, Jeanette watches good TV, Justin.
Ah.
And it is good TV.
I should go back and watch Bebop and stuff.
I loved Bandersnatch. Bandersnatch was wonderful. Yeah. So I really enjoyed Bandersnatch. But yeah, and I actually enjoyed X-Files probably more than I expected. I didn't dislike it because I didn't have great memories of X-Files.
Because you never really watched it the first time round, did you?
I watched it a while and then I don't like, Monster of the Week stories. And I felt it wasn't going anywhere. I had the promise that it was going to go somewhere and then it didn't. But just watching one off as a runoff, I quite enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And I didn't have any expectations on it. But yeah, I think, I found Blackadder a bit underwhelming, which is a shame because I remembered it as being probably better than it was. I really enjoyed Addams Family. And Bandersnatch was fantastic. I wanted to watch it again, but never got around to it. But it was good fun doing that as a group. Life of Brian never gets tired.
Yes.
So any of those that you actually continue to watch after?
No.
Cowboy Bebop, you said you did, didn't you?
No, I didn't because the episode's probably too short. I probably should, though.
Yeah.
Too short?
How long are the episodes? 20
minutes each. 20, 30
minutes. Yeah, that's...
I'll add short to watch a series.
It's an anime. It's the way I watch things.
You're supposed to binge watch it.
I never went on and watched Cowboy Bebop, but I will admit that I went onto the YouTube playlist and listened to
the soundtrack
is amazing. I bought my sister the CDs for Christmas 2 years ago, and she's like, I'm gonna wait until I get a car like with a stereo in it, and we'll go for a drive and listen to it. And so for Christmas this year she now has a car, so she's getting a stereo put in just so that she can listen to them. Yes,
just so good.
So for myself, my most favourite...
Oh, Justin!
I just love Kolchak. It's so hammy and bad, but I love it. And I don't know, it's got the sort of investigative supernatural thing, but it doesn't take itself at all seriously. It's just fun. Blake 7 I do like as well. I've made an enemy for life now.
Really enjoy it. You don't enjoy it.
No, I enjoy Blake 7. I think it's really funny.
It is really... well for a portion of it.
The thing is, we
watched the episode, right? We're driving home and Angus is like, well, this is what Blake 7 is at this point in time on the TV show. I'm like, that sounds really awesome. I would like to watch that. Why did we watch what we watched?
I guess it's of its age, but it's sort of that kind of dystopian sci-fi that I, you know, and the Robin Hood figures and things like that. Yeah. I quite like that. But the biggest disappointment for me was the monkeys. I literally could not believe what I was watching.
I think we broke your heart that episode.
As a kid, I used to love the monkeys. And
you've got
a
taste.
And now, and looking back on it, it was the most awful thing ever. Mm-hmm. I guess that's adult eyes, but also there was a lot in there that was just crude, disturbing to watch, I thought.
I just remember just you terrible. Coming in with the episode and you were so excited. You're like a kid on Christmas Day. And then you're like, yeah, we're going to put the monkeys on. And then as we're talking about it, you were getting more and more crestfallen. And if you could go back and listen to the episode, you're
my
like,
my life was over at that point.
I thought it was really good. Everyone's just slamming you. It was heartbreaking listening back to it.
Because you were trying to defend her and knew that you
could. That's know. Like a Saturday
morning. I wasn't trying to defend her. It was really terrible. But there was lots of fun we had through the year. I mean, Bandersnatch was, of course, great.
Mm.
Yeah, but Buffy wasn't fantastic, but it wasn't absolutely awful.
No, it wasn't
awful. The same was true of X-Files, but it was a bit flat, but not absolutely awful.
I don't think there was any that I would say were just complete write it off. It was just horrific. I know we gave, you know, monkeys a bit of flack, but I don't think it was just because it was up against so many giants as well.
Yeah.
I know you disagree with me right now, Chips.
I really do. The monkeys was terrible.
Yes, I thought it was really bad.
So did you go back and watch any of these?
Oh, well, of course I went back and watched more Kolchak. It's just so much fun. I guess the storylines haven't been replicated in the modern era, so there's lots of fun stuff in there. That, although most of them are sort of the werewolf or the vampire or, you know, they're things that are now just classic tropes of horror. Back then, of course.
Wrong with that, though. Yeah.
So what shows new this year? So we're moving on. What shows new this year have you been watching this year? You know, say pick two. What do you think are the best for our cult TV listeners?
For the future.
For the future, you know, in 20 years' time, what will be the episodes from this year that you think will be on Cult TV Club?
Because that's the thing. Like, how you can determine how culty it is. Like, if this stuff is mainstream now, it'll be culty in the future and vice versa.
Ah, but will it hang on? Yeah. This is the question. Yeah. So, Gypsy, are there any things this year that you've watched that you think might be cult TV future classics?
I don't know about this one because I really enjoyed it and I think it's an amazing TV show, and if it doesn't become a cult classic, I'll be heartbroken. But Dragon Prince.
Oh,
it is really well written. I loved every moment of it. It's great. It's a cartoon sort of TV show. It's fantastic. It's got those nice family values and stuff that you look for in kids' TV shows. But I think, unfortunately, in one sense, I think Steven Universe will still be a cult TV classic in about 20 years, irregardless of how horrible the new season is at the moment.
I haven't watched the new season.
I've watched 6 episodes of the new season because that's all that's come out so far, and it's nowhere near as good as it used to be, but like, it's still enjoyable. It has one episode in there that I went, yeah, this is still going to be a timeless piece, but at the same time, I don't know.
Have you seen the movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
I hated it.
My daughter watches the movie over and over and over again, and I know that she's watched episodes of the show, and I keep going in and seeing she's watching it. I'm going, I think I've seen this episode. She's going, yeah, because I'm watching the movie again, but I've not sat down enough properly to.
Well, the new season is like kids TV sort of thing. It's like right in your face, like time management's a really big thing and here's why. And they have like a character that kind of walks in off screen and goes, you really need to work on your time management and safety is key. And I'm like, that's terrible. But then there's another one that like really goes into the depth of what a healthy relationship is. But it's not in your face. Like, no one walks in off screen and goes, and this is what a healthy relationship looks like. It's just these two people have finally made peace and they need each other to see the whole picture and that sort of thing. Like, and that's like the old Steven Universe, but it's still a good show, but, and I think it'll still be a cult TV classic, like in the long run, but it's. Yeah.
Angus, any shows that you've seen?
I can't even think of two shows I've been watching this year.
Ah, you've seen so many. It's all a blur.
I've seen one that I know of. Oh, yeah, that's a decent one. Yeah, thank you.
Gypsy has another
comment. So first, I've been watching quite recently, in fact, The Mandalorian, which I've been
The Mandalorian, yes.
I've been really enjoying that. As a massive Star Wars fan, I've been just like sitting on the edge of my seat going, hey, I recognize that character and that character. It's glorious.
It's a breath of fresh air after
the... in the Star Wars universe.
In the Star Wars universe, right?
Yeah. New movies are all bad. I haven't seen Solo yet because The Last Jedi defeated me so badly.
I thought it was me because I'm not a Star Wars person. I thought there's just... And same with the first, second, third ones. Like, I remember just almost getting into a fight with a friend when Phantom Menace came out because they dragged me to the movies and I'm just like, I just don't get it.
Yeah, then again, like, the Star Wars fans hated it too for different reasons. Yeah.
But at the time when it came out, everyone was going ballistic over it, and I was kind of made to feel like I wasn't getting something that everyone else understood.
That's called denial on everyone.
Yeah. Well, now they do that, but at the time, and I felt like that might have been a bit the same for 5, 6. Well, of course, the
current
but...
round of movies, the Disney run.
And now we're just glad of the prequels. They were fresh air from the Force Awakens.
The prequels were great.
They are fun.
They've got Jar Jar Binks in them, and I actually love him.
You love Jar Jar Binks. Okay, you heard it here first.
He's a Sith Lord. He literally controlled the whole... No, because there are points where he's talking and someone else is, like, conveying the message, and I'm like...
So Jar Jar Binks is off on the side just moving his lips as someone's saying something, and then the other character changes their mind.
Yes. The desert scene where they go...
We're into conspiracy theory.
He is.
Pull us back in,
there we've got truthers and
So the Mandalorian.
Yes,
which is on Disney Plus currently.
Lisa, any
enjoying that 7-day trial?
Lisa, anything you've watched this year that you think will be a future classic?
So I was really disappointed when you said to limit it to 2 because I can't. So so if you'd asked me this time last year, I would say my first option, which is The Good Place. That's really good.
Yes. Well, they've got a new season out.
I'm a few episodes behind, but yeah. And it's one of those things, season one is just an absolute masterpiece. And I was very unsure how they would go with season 2. They're doing it. I think they're still able to keep it to a really good standard. I'm really happy with it. I wish it was just like season 1 the whole time, you know, but it's season 2 and 3 have been really good and really enjoyable, and I think I'll be sad when it's over.
Yeah. They haven't dipped in quality. That was the nice thing.
Yeah, everything changed so drastically after season 1, but they were able to still keep it to a really high standard.
Yeah.
And there's, I think a lot of the people that are involved behind the scenes were people that were behind some really good shows. Like, is it Michael Schur? He was involved with Parks and Rec and a whole heap of other shows.
And Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine, The Office, things like that. That's my first one. I'll keep moving on before Big Hook comes and takes me off.
Yeah.
The second one I would say is The Crown. We're watching season 3 of The Crown at the moment. A lot of people I've kind of told about it and they'll go, oh, it's just a show about the royal family. And I'm like, no, it's actually really brilliant.
But that has Clara in it.
No, it doesn't. That's Clara. Queen Victoria.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah.
The first 2 seasons have Matt Smith playing Prince Philip. Yeah, that's what they might be thinking about. The 3rd and 4th season, which we're up to the 3rd season now, has Olivia Colman, who recently won the Academy Award, and she's been in a whole heap of English stuff.
Everything.
And the guy who plays the nasty party from Outlander, I can't think of, Tobias Menzies. Yes. Tobias, and Menzies. And Helena Bonham Carter plays Princess.
She would be perfect.
Yeah. Who's who?
The role she was born for.
Yeah, Derek Jacobi plays, you know, Prince Edward VIII. And it's really well done. A lot, even if you're not into the royal family, my husband's not. He's addicted to it at the moment. He loves it. It's a really great show. I recommend it to anyone. You don't have to be into your historic Pride and Prejudice type shows. It's brilliant.
They've sold royalism to you.
I'm a Republican. I'm not. Yeah. If it was a fictional story, I would love it just as much. I love the way that I can go onto Wikipedia afterwards and look up all of these people that they're talking about.
A lot of the historical events. So I know one episode in the series, they're looking at the Aberfan disaster.
I was about to mention Aberfan.
Which I think I only heard of it a few years ago. It's really good to draw people's attention to things like Aberfan, which is where a school got buried by a slag heap in Wales.
I remember my dad telling me a story. I don't think he'll mind me telling this story, but when I was a kid, he told me that because of the Aberfan disaster, it was the first time he ever saw a man cry. He was a school kid in England, but all of the teachers at his school were all Welsh, and when the disaster happened, all of the teachers in the school all raced over to Wales to help with the relief effort, and the headmaster was the only person standing, and so he was there talking to the kids, and he burst into tears because he couldn't be there helping as well because he had to look after the kids. And it was just like, and I remember hearing stories like that when I was a kid, and then to actually watch the episode, it is, I'm getting really emotional thinking about, just thinking about the episode and what was involved and a lot of the political intrigue and stuff that was involved with that as well. Like the Queen, she still to this day says it was her biggest failure. It was one of the things that she did wrong. And so it's a really incredible episode. The third one is... The third one. So three completely different shows. The third show that has completely captured me this year, and I'm so addicted to it, is RuPaul's Drag Race.
Okay.
It is awesome. And it was only that I was incredibly, like, I was really sick, as you guys know, earlier in the year, and I just wasn't getting better. And it was one of those shows where I just want to lie on the couch and not move and not think. And I put it on, and I am up to season 11. I've watched four All-Star series. I've watched 10 normal series.
I know what you're talking about, right.
And, and I was, at the moment, I'm in the middle of watching the Thailand version, and I cried the other day watching it in one of the episodes of the Thailand version. It's so good. I don't watch reality TV. I refuse to watch reality TV, but that show is incredible. And I am talking like all of the drag queens on Drag Race because they are sickening. So totally recommend the show as well.
Yes. I think I'll just talk about one just because
I still want yours.
No, it's fine. It's more just like the stuff. I haven't really been watching much TV. I've been watching stuff on YouTube. But there's one series that's about to find out. It's BoJack Horseman. And I'm...
BoJack Horseman.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I just like, when it's funny, it's hilarious. When it's depressing, it's very heart-wrenching. And when it's satirical, it's bitingly satirical. It does everything so well.
It's a real comedy. Like, it's all real things that happen, and it hurts the soul.
Yeah.
There's a couple of particular episodes that just... I had to turn it off because I just couldn't.
I'm with you on that.
I especially like how for the last season they've done two parts. The first one's already been released, and the next one's going to be next year. And it feels like simultaneously BoJack is just about to get redeemed. Oh, not redeemed. Get some closure and get a nice, comfortable life where he's going to be happy with. And he's going to get his comeuppance. I want both those endings.
Yeah.
And cause I think that's the best thing about this series is the fact that at the same time you want BoJack to have a good life and enjoy himself and be happy because he's been a sympathetic character the whole time. But at the same time, he's done horrible things and you want him to get his comeuppance there, and the fact you want both is just how well the show is written, how well the show is presenting itself. And
he's such an anti-hero, and you just you want to root for him, but you want to see him fall. And I think you'll be heartbroken with both either one.
I don't feel that way at all. I honestly think he deserves the worst thing possible.
I think maybe it's just
you want him to pull himself out of it, and then he'll just do something that's just so horrific.
Well, it's dumb because he goes and does something like reasonably good and then goes, oh, I'm a selfish prat and now I'm going to act like a selfish prat. And you're like, why? Like, what was the point of that? What did you achieve? You just made your life worse. And now you're chasing people going, oh, I'm sorry, I messed up. And you're like, yeah, no shit, you did. And you should have thought that through in the first place. So he deserves it.
Well, one half a season to see which way it'll go.
Jeanette.
Two shows that really stood out for me. I think this year I've enjoyed most. One is Good Omens.
Good Omens.
Good Omens. I had to watch it again almost immediately. Yeah. It was so much fun.
Which network can you get it from?
It's on Amazon Prime.
And so is American Gods too, isn't it?
Yes, American Gods.
Yeah, I need to watch both of those.
Yeah, I should watch American Gods. But I really enjoyed Good Omens.
Yeah.
And the other one, which I'm currently halfway through, is his Dark Materials adaptation. And and I thoroughly recommend it. It's brilliant.
It's brilliant.
Mm. Absolutely brilliant. Everyone in the household is enjoying it.
Yes. People have seen the movie, but the TV series is, I guess it covers things much more deeply and you actually get an understanding.
Oh, it's been a long time since I've read the books, and I've watched the movie so many times since, and I remember the film probably better than the books, but I feel like it's much truer to the books.
So as someone who has heard hype but hasn't watched the movie, doesn't know what it's about, what's his Dark Materials about?
A series of books by Philip Pullman starts out in an alternate Oxford where people, their soul is this animal figure that accompanies them. The world is ruled by Magisterium, which is basically Catholic Church. So there's no freedom of thought.
You're not allowed to say.
And they're experimenting with children and demons. I don't want to spoil it, so I won't say too much. The main character is a 12-14 year old girl, and it's just really a fun, imaginative story. I was absolutely captivated by the books. Started reading the first one and couldn't put it down, and had to read all
good
three.
Child actors. That's actually a really cool thing. Every female actor and character within that show that we've watched has been strong in their own rights and done things that are just incredible. Like, if you're going to look up to anyone, those women would be worthwhile looking. Even anyone that's ambiguous, you just go, that's awesome. Like, I can see why you're doing it. I don't like it. I do like it. Whatever.
You get that more in the TV show. They're not black and white like they were in the film.
Yeah, no, it's very, like, I can see what's going on. Yeah.
Of some,
that's what I really, really like about it. And I love the demons, the like animals. The animals.
Yeah.
Because when they're a kid, they constantly change. And when they're an adult, they just, they shift.
They settle on a form.
Yeah, into one form, and that's it.
Yeah. And they speak, so they communicate. Mm-hmm.
And it shows a lot about the person that they are.
And it's actually well done.
Yeah.
It's normally really, that's really done rich. Awfully, but it's actually well done.
And they're using new sets for the BBC. Like, I haven't seen that house that pops up in Doctor Who every, like, 5 episodes. It's nice.
Or the one, like, in, they've got the same castle that's used in every single castle movie ever. Like, there's the same one in Holy Grail and Outlander and every single movie.
Castle, we visited it.
Yes.
If memory serves, their merch shop was hilarious because they were selling things from all the different movies and stuff.
Yes.
Like that. So we've got a bottle of Monty Python's Holy Ale in the next room, which is spelt grav, just the G and the R have been crossed out.
Justin, have you seen any TV shows that you'd recommend?
I have.
You get two to pick from.
Oh, well.
Only two. Unless you have one of Alex's.
You've
already stolen.
I just haven't watched it.
I can't be greedy now. So Stranger Things.
Stranger Things was
one of those series that first series was great, and you keep on watching it, and it remains great. Mm-hmm. It hasn't slowed down. And even the last episode had a cliffhanger that you just can't let go of. Hopefully they're making another series. It's just continually fantastic.
The next series, I imagine, is going to be quite different. I think they're planning 5 series
together.
So obviously
it was ending.
I didn't know they were planning any number of...
It felt like it ended, didn't it, with the family moving away, but I think...
And once again, good child actors.
Wonderful. Absolutely. It's remained that way from the beginning.
They're so good.
That show would not have survived without those actors.
No.
Those actors were in any way
And Steve's hairstyle. Wouldn't be worth it.
And my lesser pick is The Expanse, which is a new kind of sci-fi, I think, to some degree. It's sort of very grounded, but it's building up towards classic sci-fi. So it's bridging that gap between now and sort of general, sort of almost Star Trek-y sci-fi in the end, maybe. But, yeah, not quite that far, though.
Probably Star Trek Odyssey, anyway.
But I think because it covered that ground and it's covering sci-fi in a very different kind of way to normal, I think it's got a lot of future, but I suspect it will be endlessly copied from here on in. And so the end result will be that perhaps people will remember the shows that come off it rather than The Expanse itself.
So it's going to be like The Monkees then?
I don't think so.
And because it's got a few people from Battlestar Galactica and things like that in
that
it,
kind
hasn't
of
it?
Thing, yeah. So it's got a bit of a feel of Battlestar Galactica in some ways. It's, Jeanette hates the term gritty. But at the same time, it doesn't overdo it.
One thing I think is really telling is the fact that no one mentioned Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah. The final series. I decided I can't wait for the first season. This is for me. Mm. And the last season being terrible is like vindicated. Slightly. Vindicated.
I actually watched the last season. I watched the first season.
I did like it, but it was rushed. Yeah.
And followed the blogs and then watched the last season. I did the opposite of everyone else.
You kind of missed the good stuff because the first season you just didn't know who the hell anyone was. And then the last season it all kind of went to pot. So it was kind of the middle seasons that were the best.
Jeanette follows the why watch TV when you can read the TV guide.
I do that with
the blogs.
Yeah, but you miss out on the animation. That's the problem. Game of Thrones, right? Terrible, terrible, from what I've heard, like the last season. But I was looking at like all the animation and the special effects that they did for the whole entire thing. Oh, it's incredible. It's better than Lord of the Rings, but Lord of the Rings has still got a great storyline to it.
So what are we watching next year, guys? Does anybody have any picks for next year?
I think I gave Jeanette a few ideas.
Quantum Leap.
That one was mine.
And Hitchhikers.
Yes,
definitely.
The TV show Hitchhikers.
Yes, yeah. Well, I'm trying to whittle it down because I've come to three. So I really want to do Star Trek.
Yes.
Next Generation.
That's what it is. I'd love
We've not done a Next Gen episode.
No, we haven't. We've done a different series.
So that would be good. I don't know which episode.
We've done Star Trek original, but Next Gen.
At the risk of, you know, advertising another podcast, one of my favourite podcasts at the moment is one called The Greatest Gen or The Greatest Generation. And it's a podcast where they talk about a different Star Trek Next Gen episode every single week.
Oh, that would be great.
But they advertise themselves as a podcast about Star Trek Next Generation by two guys that are too embarrassed to admit that they're Star Trek Next Generation fans. It's just wonderful. So if you do like your Star Trek Next Gen, totally
Star Trek
it.
Next Gen.
Yeah, I love it.
And two more.
Two more. I was thinking, because they really are a cult TV classic, and if anybody here denies it, then you're wrong, factually. The Simpsons.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Definitely.
Hitting their 50th year next
year. It's the
31st.
Yeah. It
feels
like the
50th. I actually wrote it down. They first appeared.
Sesame Street's just turned 50.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I worked it out. Because they were a spin-off, it had animated segments on another show. And that show was one of the first shows on the Fox network. And since it first appeared on the 2 weeks after Fox launched, so it's almost as old as the network is on. So it's probably like a good luck charm for them. They don't want to cancel it.
Yeah.
The show has been on for the entire run of the network.
But yeah, I think that's definitely something.
And one more.
Lena and Woodley.
Yes.
So I don't know which two out of those three to pick.
Wow. So the Simpsons, which episode? Which
Stonecutters.
Yes.
Because I didn't realise it's got Patrick Stewart.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
As the head of Stonecutters.
You're after two Patrick Stewarts then.
And talking of Patrick Stewart, we're going to have to do a special when the new series comes out.
Oh, Picard.
Definitely looking forward to that.
Watched that trailer so many times.
I'm kind of just assuming.
So excited. It better not let me down.
I just assume that reboots and remakes are just going to be average to terrible, so I'm going to be pleasantly surprised if it turns out good, but otherwise I don't really care that much.
I don't think Sir Patrick Stewart goes for shit content though. He's a classy guy.
He doesn't do it for the money, he does it because he wants to.
Angus, any picks for this year?
I'm torn between a couple because I'm thinking I really want to watch Max Headroom.
Max Headroom is fantastic.
Cyberpunkers. And enjoy that era for a bit. But at the same time, I'm tempted to go down almost as my second pick, Good Life.
English one.
Good Life, yes.
I really enjoy that series. It's really, really funny and fun.
I watched it not long ago.
Yeah. As the young one says, with Felicity Bloody Kendall.
With Felicity Bloody
I'm torn between that sweetheart. One and Goodnight Sweetheart.
Lisa, did you have any more, or you mentioned one? I think.
Oh yes, I said Quantum Leap.
Yes.
That was
and
it's a good one. We went back and watched the episodes probably about 10 years ago, and it's good to watch. It doesn't age well. It's quite preachy, but
it is quite preachy.
It's got fun. But oh man, Scott Bakula's awesome. Like,
The other one you suggested was Hitchhiker's.
Oh, the original Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy TV show.
Yeah, fantastic.
I will still go back and watch that any day of the week. It is fantastic. Yeah. And I would really struggle
still
between...
has yet to be beaten.
Yeah. No one can beat it. It is the best. And there's so many shows that want to kind of be like it. And the TV series will always be the best to me. There's no reason why they would need to reboot it, because even with the dodgy, you know, early 80s special effects or practical effects,
it almost adds to it, really.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know what episode, whether I would go with the pilot or whether we'd go with the restaurant at the end of the universe episode.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Alex?
I don't know, because this one's kind of obscure, just because there's a show called Brass Eye, and it was very satirically poking fun at the late 90s style, ostentatious current affairs. Let's look at society. And it's so funny because it's making fun of the hyperbolic, this is the worst thing ever style thing. And it's just ridiculous. And I think it's one that nobody else knows about. And I think, it is just a show that nobody else knows.
Okay,
sounds great.
Yeah.
And Jeanette.
Oh no, Alex has got
I don't know, I need to think of another one. Because I like to try to find all the stuff that I have on hand. I looked at some of the old episodes I happen to have of Police Squad, which was the series that was adapted into the Naked Gun movies. And I like the films, as well, and the films required plot, which ruined a bit of it. Because it's just like, hey, let's do cheesy joke after cheesy joke after cheesy joke. And just like bam, bam, bam. And being ridiculous in all of it because they could. And I think it was just nice to go back and just see how well it was to make every episode, because they only got 6 episodes out of it done before they were cancelled for silly reasons, and just go into an episode where it's basically this is a ridiculous thing after a ridiculous thing just because they can.
Okay. And Jeanette?
Well, I've already picked the January one, which is Wallace and Gromit, so we're doing Wallace and Gromit at Granddad.
So we're down to one.
So, and I want to carry on with the Doctor Who, so I thought that'd be my second pick. So, in November, Patrick Troughton, go to second Doctor, so I want to do a different...
Okay, cool. So, we've got the plans for the next 6 years then.
Yes,
second
that's
third,
right,
fourth,
absolutely,
fifth,
yes. Yeah.
I haven't seen much of the second Doctor.
Most of it's been destroyed, because there were little left.
Oh, so that's why.
Yes.
Yep.
And then clearly a special of his Dark Materials in there as well, right?
Yes, yes. We'll do a special, definitely.
We were going to do a special as well. I know, Justin, I'm dying to ask you what your picks are too, so just hold tight.
Nobody cares.
If we're thinking specials, I've mentioned it a few times over the past year, but every year the Palace Nova Cinema does a screening of the movie The Room, and I'd love to get to... cringe! The movie is horrific. You know, it's one thing to all sit together in a room here and watch it, but to go and watch it in the cinema, it is an experience. Oh. It's right up there with... I won't say it's right up there with Bandersnatch, because that was incredible, but it's an event. It's like going and watching Rocky Horror at the cinema. Like, it's on that same scale.
No, if we do anything, we need to do Rocky Horror Picture Show next year, but like a midnight screening.
Absolutely.
And everybody dresses up.
Yeah, I make sure I just hold it. I've got the clothes already. I can just hold it as much as I want.
Okay.
Justin,
I was thinking to inflict upon you all. Thunderbirds.
Oh yes.
Thunderbirds.
I love the fact that like that sketch from the Degeneration just wiped Australia's memory of the Thunderbirds. So it's just close the door.
Thunderbirds is just a classic. So it's such fantastic cult TV. The other one I have to choose, otherwise I sleep on the couch. Apparently, is Babylon 5.
And I think you're the one who's watched Babylon 5, isn't it, Lisa?
I haven't watched Babylon 5.
So, two sci-fis.
If we do every single one that we picked just now, we'll have 15, which is the same as what we did this year.
Yeah.
So, that's not too bad.
That's
including the specials.
So, we might get there.
Yeah.
We might get there. No promises.
Yeah, I'll see what
happens. You know, we always detour. There's always things, and people die, and anniversaries. And
so, what you're saying is, if everybody could put off their death for a year, we'd like to get through our list. Okay?
Yeah.
We can do specials.
Or we could just opt out of one. We could just like flick one away.
And you talked about the 50th anniversary of Sesame Street. I could totally do an episode on Sesame Street.
I think that would be a good idea.
I think if we all...
Well, I want to do Muppets Christmas Carol next year.
Oh,
yes. I've been saying it's so good and I haven't
Muppets
seen it.
Muppets is amazing.
Yes, it is.
Definitely is a special.
That's our Christmas one.
So not the Ewok Christmas special.
Oh,
True holiday specials.
Okay.
But then what will we do the year after?
Yeah.
So we believe Christmas.
two holiday Christmas. Now do the Good Holiday Christmas Special 2020, the Horrible Christmas Holiday Special 2021, and then
a Wiggly Christmas.
And you know, after the last Christmas special, how I said I'm so over a Christmas Carol type covers or remakes and reboots and how horrific they are. I went home and my daughter made me watch the Barbie Christmas Carol.
Oh, yeah.
Oh man.
What?
Did you survive that?
No.
No.
No, I didn't.
Okay, who was the Scrooge in Barbie Christmas Carol?
Oh, it was set in like the Victorian era and Barbie had to learn to change her ways and become a more kind and giving person.
How is Barbie not a kind and giving person in the first place?
Oh,
because she's very plastic as far as...
she was very, very shallow. She's
really
and seated
fake.
And yeah, she's very fake.
Okay.
We can't leave this podcast on Barbie Christmas Carol.
That's how that
goes. Subject.
Okay, so now I have 17 episodes.
I'm desperate to escape that discussion.
So was I.
So in January, we're doing Wallace and Gromit, a grand day out.
Yes.
And
definitely.
And your daughter is...
Yeah. Cheese and no crackers.
Actually, you might get my daughter here if we have cheese. So, yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah, she's going to come. She's told me she won't talk, but she definitely wants to watch it with you guys. Yeah. So,
just give her a piece of paper.
And she's writing her answers to the microphone.
Yeah.
That'll work.
So, Wallace and Gromit, a grand day out, good fun, and a great one for January. So, that was the Classic Cult TV Club for 2019, and we'll see you in next year with 2020.
See you next year.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Take care of yourselves.
Thanks, guys. Just wait, Greatest American Hero.
I'm thinking of changing my mind, actually. Greatest American Hero. Forget Goodnight, Sweetheart, and Goodnight. They can wait another year.
Oh, what?
Greatest American Hero.
No, just wait. The show's over.
You had your time.
You had your time.
No, that works for me, because then I get my three picks, right?
Uh-huh.
I got enough. No.
And I get to sing the song.
Quit.